Blog Talk Radio.
See that with me, cause you know that she's so in business. In the streets, stacking green, cause she's so in business. All been changed, know what I mean, that's so in business. You down with so in business, you now with so in business. She down with me, cause you know that she's so in business. In the streets, stacking green, cause she's so in business. All been changed, know what I mean, that's so in business. You down with so in business, you live with so in business.
Get right click now, it's live, you turn your dial up.
Welcome to Independent Fridays here on Lawless Radio. I am, of course, your girl, So Ambitious. I am here every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the hottest station online, Lawless Radio. You can catch me on Twitter at SoAmbitious1. You can also catch me on my website, www.soambitiousonline.com. You can also catch me on Facebook, facebook.com/soambitious.publicist. Now, later on in the show, I'm going to talk a little bit about what So Ambitious Online is doing for our independent artists. I'd like to give a shout-out to World My Family, Mr. Jace Verse, who should be calling in momentarily, who's my co-host every Friday. You can find Jace on Twitter also, and it's at JayceVerse, and on his website, www.jayceversemusic.net. I'd like to shout out everyone here on Lawless Radio, the chairman, Mr. TL, who hold it down every Wednesday, my girl Katrice, my boy Sherm, and our new host, Johnny. All right, y'all, we're going to get into some of this music, and I will definitely be back to talk to you guys about some things that are going on and some current events. I don't really have a topic, but everything that's going on in the media, that gives us our topic, right? So we're going to hit this music, and I'll be right back. This is Anytime, Piano Man.
Allow me to introduce me properly. Hey. I'm Piano Man at the top. I sit opposite of you. So what you wanna do? Old school ride for the new school. I don't smoke, but I light you like a cigarette. I bite you just a little bit. I like you feeling vigorous. Kiss up and I'll wipe you in a little bit. Hold a hairy on like Tyler in Medina. Yes, I got the Novocaine if you're feeling this. Anesthesiologist, and I please a lot of chicks. I make the tang feel like, cause of my methods, man. I'm the professor and the questions and the lesson plan. Ask Mercedes, I'll bend you like compressor, man. You'll be also will I get low life. Your five heartbeats rapping cause you're breathing hard. I'm Eddie Kang with the pipes, but I ain't housing hard. First time that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Just as long as it's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
After that first time, the next time gonna be, it's gonna be my place or your place, no matter.
Don't care who's around.
Just as long as it's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
Like a tyrant, so let's stick to racist history. Damn, making love, baby girl, we making history. This is me, picture me, ripped with all my cylinders. Maybe even sweet and low, depending on how the meeting goes. Meeting in my bedroom, discussing all these facts and figures. Steal my stock, rising in return, it makes me act confident. You can call me Google, and I'll tell you why the reasons be. I ain't no search engine, but I get results immediately. First time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter.
Don't care who's around,
as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter.
Don't care who's around,
as long as it's going down.
Just as long as it's going down.
Hey, my sex is schizophrenic. Means I make your body multitask like a bowl of Cheerios. Nothing but demolent fast. Baby, ask about me. Give my reputation for lying and daughters. Have your substitute in champagne for some of that body water. Take me in, lose yourself. Taste my sweet elite seduction. George W. Mann, because of my mass weapon of reproduction. So what's the option? Do I go on for love? I'ma stay the course, yeah, you right. I'ma stay in free until I find it. So that first time, that next time gon' be, it's gon' be my place or your place, don't matter.
Don't
care who's around, just as long as it's going down. After that first time, that next time gon' be my place or your place, don't matter. Don't matter. I don't care who's around, as long as it's going down.
As long as it's going down.
Torch cats, flame on if you think you're a match. Fantastic. fantastic for rap. I'm the next big thing, and it's clobbering time, so every bar's extreme. Where I'm from, that queen, I rep 315. North of New York, and ain't nobody hotter than me. Nope, they bow their heads like I'm the Pope, and these chicks wanna hit up my pipe like I'm the dope. Yes, I'm the dope. You wanna dope? I can get you high as the sky. You wanna float with waters? No boat on some hate suit shit. I pardon me, so pardon me for my hook and claim shit. You know where it's going. You know where it's going. Ain't nobody know. Ain't nobody hot as me. You know where it's going. You know where it's going. You know where it's going. Ain't nobody hot as me. You know where it's going. You know where it's going. You know where it's going. Ain't nobody hot as me. You know where it's going. You know where it's going. You know where it's going.
Hey, Hey, it's the casualty when you put them sneakers on. Fresh fit, got them other bitches looking reckless. I say bitches cause they ain't no competition. They just wanna be the one around zips like a necklace. But that right there is what I can't do. I'll be a damn fool if I redirect it. Yeah, that's true, and without a cast crew, we've been living out a movie, boy, we deserve Netflix. I ain't gotta stand and repeat it, you be hella fly. That's why they never try, they know better. I tell them 10, 11 times until they see you stand up like the letter I. Right next to my side like Bonnie did Clyde. It's a lot of other chicks, but how many of them are riding? You keep yourself up on top of that. High five, girl, you know that you be killing them. It's like they all die. No, it ain't a question, killing them is evident. When you hit the room, these other women lose their element. That's why I be attracted to your positive and negative. Put in front of beauty, they look worse than they already did. See, shorty could rip the runway with some sweats on and straight killing them. It's like they getting sent home. And independence is just no one to depend on. At the end of the day, she bringing her ends home. That's what I like in a woman. She be dumb fly, smart as an alumni. Fresh up off a college trip, hit a spot, make all of their jaws drop. And it ain't even needed for Zipper to go acknowledge it. Cause that right there is a given. I'll be tripping if I try to keep pointing out the obvious. Girl, listen, I know you killing them bitches. Every time you shut it down, you leave them powerless. And yeah, that's why I ain't gotta stand and repeat it. You be hella fly. That's why they never try. They know better. I tell them 10, 11 times until they see you stand up like the letter I. Right next to my side like Bonnie did Clyde. It's a lot of other chicks, but how many of them are riding? You keep yourself up on top of that. High five, girl, you know that you be killing them. It's like they all die. I don't ever notice what they on. They gon' have a hard time getting my attention, cause I'm so up in my zone. Looking at jizz when I get focused in the dome. Cause I'm scoping, but I'm hoping I'll be poking with the bone. What the kid go through to have you over in my home? It's a pleasure and an honor to be showing you my room. She done heard it and seen it. The type with a guard up, something that I'm into and I wanna be a part of. Cause she bad, something I would wanna have. She just throw it in the bag, she ain't worried about the price tag. A lot of fans who be docking in the stands. When she posted with a man, she be showing them that nice swag. Straight killer, ain't no other chick thriller. Who be sweeter than vanilla, still coated in an ice bag. None of them, but they should be getting familiar. Cause ain't no other similar, I'm telling you. Like, man, I don't even need to repeat it, but you be hella fly. That's why they never try, they know better. I tell them 10, 11 times until they see you stand up like the letter I. Right next to my side like Bonnie did Clyde. It's a lot of other chicks, but how many of them will ride? And you keep yourself up on top of that. High five, girl, you know that you be killing them. It's like they all die.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Independent Fridays with your girl, So Ambitious. Now, you can find us here on Lawless Radio on Facebook, like our page, Lawless Radio. You can also find us on Twitter, and it's at Lawless Radio, also at Lawless ENT. And check us out on the web, www.lawlessradio.com. Now, I was going to talk about what So Ambitious Online is doing for the indie artists. Now, if you're an independent artist and you want to be featured on a website for more exposure, you can go to www.soambitiousonline.com/promote-your-music. And all of the details are there, but I'm actually featuring artists on my website, whether it's your song or your music video. All I need for you to do is send me your photo, your bio, links, and where I can find the video. Again, you can go to www.soambitiousonline.com. It has all the details on there. It has everything you need to do, and it also has the website, well, excuse me, the email address that you can send all of this to. Another thing I want to bring awareness to is meningitis. I talk about this every show. Help them continue to bring awareness, guys. Donate. You can go to www.nmaus.org and click on the Donate tab. They also have video on there of victims of meningitis where you can see the videos of people who were affected by it. You know, the family members of the ones who lost their battle to meningitis. You can also find video of people that have actually had meningitis and have survived. You know, some of them have lost their limbs. You have certain people on there. I think you have people on there that were lucky enough not to lose anything, but they were able to survive it. So it's very powerful. So please go to www.nmaus.org and check them out. Now, I see my boy, Big Daddy Almighty, in the queue. I'm going to bring you in just a minute. I just want to get some of this music going, and then I'm going to bring you in and find out what you have going on. So hang on and be patient with me. I just started the show, so be patient with me, babe, and I'm going to bring you on in and see what you have going on and what you got to tell us this week. All right, y'all. We're going to get back into some more music, and then we're going to bring Big Daddy Almighty in and see what he got going for us this week. All right, this is I'm a Hustler, Shane Donovan.
Turn me up in the headphones. Yeah.
Yo, what's cracking? The streets is like an unsold book.
Okay.
I live the life as a hustler.
Yeah.
I live like a crook. All the boys and sick up kids, they say the same.
What
they flipping on the Ave, overstand the rules of the game.
Get it.
I'm a money magnet. I had to do what I do.
I'm
the one person who made the life of a youth.
Get that.
About to this. I'm putting up survivors to stats. Okay, for the fall, where I'm from, we tangle with.
pop, top and roll. Pop, top and roll. Pop, drop and roll, we getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop and roll, pop, drop and roll. Pop, drop and roll, we getting high like them white boys. And I'm sticky in the paint full of pills. A bunch of Georgia girls claiming that trill. We closing doors, we gon' buy that bitch tight, tight. Pull it up, paint the music, we gon' do this shit right,
right.
Hit the camera, put it on the flat screen. I got the stamina to stay awake to the end. I don't know if it's the pills or the drink. Got me feeling like I'm flying on fluorescent lights. Is that a ass hanging out of the dress? Do it as I do the haze, I see she is topless. She make it clap, but it feel like a dream. Cause I know I won't remember all the shit that we seen. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. I'm dancing and we working the strip. I fuck a beer with a shot, I think Regina up next. Little mama looking better than hot. She laying down on the table, triple X body shot. Damn, Charlotte think the pill kicked in. Cause she wasn't that attractive when she first walked in. Now she bad coming out of the clothes. I'm in the shower, something in the backyard with the hoes. Swear to God, I don't know these chicks. Don't give a fuck, cause everyone she got tits,
tits.
It's better off, I enjoy this shit. Another butt, another cutie dancing on my dick.
Dancing on my dick.
Is it the loud, why they come to me? I think it's swag or internet, that they got it free. 512 said he's zoning them out.
Zone
it's like
out.
A club or a rave, but it's at my house.
Pop,
drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. It's getting late and nobody can drive. Probably cold, so I guess we just making it high. It don't matter cause I'm too loose. Another roll, another blunt, and some orange juice. I'm down, I'm not sure I can sleep. They blowin' guns, fuckin' with everybody who's sleepin'. Fading fast, I don't think I can walk. Shaking my head at her chest, I assume that she's talking. She grabbed my hand, I assume that we walking. She on her knees, I assume that she's slobbing. She lick her lips, I assume that it's robbing. She get on top, I assume that it's fucking. All I know is I can't feel nothing. Semi-conscious lips and her hips still bucking. Guess it's a thing and it's just how it goes. Passing out last words. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll. We getting high like them white boys. Pop, drop, and roll. Pop, drop, and roll.
All right, y'all, welcome back to So Ambitious Independent Fridays here on Lawless Radio. I'm going to bring my caller in. Big Daddy Almighty.
What's cooking? Good looking.
What's going on with you this week?
Oh. Where your partner at? Where your co-host at?
He ain't on yet. He's supposed to be calling in later. He's at the studio right now.
Okay. I was going to testify, but I can't do that until he get on the line. But anyway.
Okay. Well, hopefully he'll be calling in soon. So, yeah, because I want to hear this.
Yeah. I got something to say, and he got to be on the line to hear this, you know.
Okay, so it sounds like you had a good week.
Well, I always have, you know, every day I wake up, it's a good week. Oh, a good
That's
day.
Right.
But it's just something that we was talking about last week that he cracked my head. You know, and I still got the bandages from he cracking my head.
Okay, so hopefully he'll be calling in so we can hear this testimony.
Yeah, so he got the only way the bleeding was stopped. And I testified to him, and I said, "Hey, you know, he's the only one who can stop the bleeding."
All right. Well, hopefully, like I said, he's supposed to be calling in tonight. So when he does, and I can't wait to hear this,
you're gonna hear it, and you're gonna realize you're going to realize what's popping. Hold on for a minute. I got a call. Hold on for 1 second. Let me get to this call.
Now, I'm going to play some music. By the time I do all that, you should be back.
Hey, D2, you flew, we flew. Hey, Marky, ah. Hey, check it out. Okay, pretty boy swag, now please call me handsome. Old woman crushing on me, calling me her grandson. Girls call me brothers. Others call me cousins, but I know what that means. You know that's right, homie, I'm fucking. I don't like this beat, but Jada told me crush it. I ain't got no drink, but all these shorties chugging. Flyer than them birds, man. No luggage. I buy my clothes when I land. No luggage. My pocket's not fat. They just a little pudgy. Girl, you not cute. I really think you ugly. Alright, I take that back. You know I'm just kidding. Plus I got a lot of cat. Like a Chinaman's kitchen. Or kicking. I'm flat because my swag's not an estimate. All these girls around me because I am the excrement. You didn't understand that. Didn't like the text I spit. You probably just the type of girl that I ain't even sexing with. Hey, so many numbers, the next text I get will probably make my phone blow. So much for staying next to it, got a video. Baby, do you wanna flex in it? It's called Studio Session, and you know we record them hits. Ha! And me, I'm only having fun with her. Playtime is over, so I guess that I am done with her. And she's not selfish. So it's never one with her. Three of her girls and my clique, the Brady Bunch with her. Knock her lights out. Hope she bring the sun with her. She is not a player, but I crush a lot. Big puns with her. Been hung with her. Never spending funds on her. If I don't like what I get my refund with her. Gave a good D. She relaxed like it was perming her, but really it was right. And it really rhymed with perming her. Plus it never left. So tell me just how my swagger back. Truly it's on overload. I'm about to have a swag attack. Pimp out caddy. I call it there the swagger lack. On my J Timberlake, just trying to bring handsome back. Got a pretty flow, they go with pretty handsome tracks. When nature takes its course, newborn babies will amount to that. Yeah. Marky. Ah, Marky. Mix now we have Marky. Hey.
All right, y'all, we're going to bring our caller back on the line. All right, Big Daddy Almighty, you there with me?
Yeah, I'm here. I apologize. I had to answer another call, you know.
You're good. Now, you have any plans for this weekend?
No, ain't we supposed to be partying? Ain't this going down this weekend? Y'all supposed to have a party this weekend.
I don't know if it was this weekend or next weekend. You know, I don't keep up with those guys. They tell me something, and I'm just like, okay. But I know it's either this weekend or next weekend it's supposed to be partying because our boy's birthday is Thursday of next week.
You say who birthday?
Our homeboy. That's what we were going for, the party for his birthday.
Okay, so that's when? I thought that was this weekend.
No, his birthday is this coming Thursday, so I'm thinking we're going to be there next weekend.
Okay.
Like I said, you have to wait for my partner to get on the line. They know they plan all that stuff.
Yeah,
they just tell me stuff when it's done.
See, that's why we got to wait for him to get on your co-host. Got to wait for him.
Yeah, I really can't wait to hear what you got to tell him.
Yeah. It's going to be deep.
It's going to be deep, but...
It's going to be deep. You know, nothing personal. It's nothing, you know, personal. It's business, you know.
Yeah, I feel you.
And I can't talk to you about it. I gotta talk to him about it because he cracked me in the head about it.
All right.
You was on
like
the
I
line.
Like I said, he should be calling in soon.
Yeah, okay. That's what we'll talk about that when he call in. But in the meantime, while we wait on him to call, what's popping? What you got? What's your conversation for the night?
Well, I wanted to talk about, I hadn't started it yet, but I was going to talk about the lady who got arrested for getting her 10-year-old son a tattoo. Now, do you think that that's child abuse or child neglect when you do something like that?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay. The question is, do I think that's child abuse because a woman allowed her son at 10 years old to get a tattoo?
Right. See, she got her 10-year-old son, she said her 10-year-old son asked her for a tattoo. And he wanted to get his brother's name tattooed on him because his brother had passed away. And she took him to the shop to get a tattoo, and she got arrested for that.
See, society is messed up. It's all fucked up because that's no reason to arrest a mother or a parent. If she felt that her son wanted to put his past brother that died on his body, no matter what, there's no reason for arrest. What the hell is that? You know, it's like, come on now, we grown. His mother said, okay, you can get your brother tattooed on your arm, chest, back, wherever.
But the thing is, they arrested her because they said in Georgia, because she's out of Atlanta, they said the state of Georgia is against the law to tattoo anyone under the age of 18.
Come on now, I'm from the north. I'm from Michigan. I'm from Detroit. The kids in Detroit, whatever they want to do, you know, it's like this. If you want to, now, I can understand if he went and put a gang sign on his body and they arrested her for that because he allowed her to be in a gang. I can understand that. But he's representing his past brother. His brother has died. So you have all the rights and all the privileges to let him and her do that. Come on now.
So you don't think that 10 years old is too young to get a tattoo?
Well, now that's a different question. 10 years old, she grown. That's her. She's his mother. So she said yes. She said yes, you can get a tattoo of your brother. I didn't get a tattoo. You know, I had one tattoo and one tattoo only. I didn't get that sucker until I was 27.
Right.
You know.
I'm with you on that. I had one tattoo, and I didn't get my tattoo until I was in my 30s. So, yeah.
But the thing is this, it's like this is 2012. Times is changing. People are speeding up. They're getting tattooed earlier. Because I have never seen so many babes with tattoos like I see now.
Yeah, you have it now where people have tattoos all over their body. People are starting to get tattoos on their face.
It's like, it's pathetic. So it's like, you know, okay, she let her 10-year-old son get a tattoo. All right. It shouldn't be a law. That shouldn't be a case. The judge should throw that out.
They arrested her, but now they're trying to find the guy that actually did the tattoo because they're going to arrest him too.
Now they want to go to the guy who put the tattoo on. He's only doing his job. You paying for it, I'm going to do it. And now you want to arrest me because this 10-year-old mother said, yeah, give him a tattoo of his brother who have passed.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to give him, you want to take me to jail, and then you want to arrest him for giving it, for doing a tattoo. No. I'm telling you, society is so messed up. See, I'm trying to be proper now. I wanted to say fucked up when I say
But to me, there are so many things that people should be arrested for that they're not being arrested for.
Right. You got stone cold criminals. If you let them off the hook, you want to arrest a mother who said, okay, it's okay for my 10-year-old to put a tattoo on his body of his brother. And then you want to try to arrest the guy who put the tattoo on his body.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. That's just hypocritic style. Come on now. I can't wait till your co-host get on the phone. Then you're gonna realize what I'm talking about. Like you say, that's just irrelevant. I mean, that's petty. They don't do that shit in Michigan. No.
So what is the age in Michigan to get a tattoo?
Well, the age is when you get the money to pay for that tattoo.
Okay, so they don't really have a law against the age as far as getting tattoos. You can just be...
If you got the money to pay for the tattoo, they will put it on you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's not no law. I ain't never heard no stuff like this until you just brought it up. I ain't never heard no shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers getting arrested, and then they want to arrest the tattoo artist for doing it. Mothers getting arrested for allowing their son at 10 years old. No, my nephew. Take my nephew for example. His mother is the most religious person I ever seen. She's so religious. And then I look at her son. He got so many tattoos now. I said, wait a minute. How are you so religious and you let your son? She said, well, he could do what he wanted to do. That's his body. What the hell? I'm like, well, okay. If you ain't complaining, it's no need for me to complain.
Right.
You know, my nephew is 18 years old, and he got like 15 tattoos going across his body. I ain't going to tell you my age over that airline. I'm fucking old enough to know that I only got one tattoo, and I got that when I was in the military. When I was in the military, I got a tattoo because we was called 1-8 Deuce, Little Red Devils, and that's what I got on my chest, a Little Red Devil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I only got one and one only. But you look at people these days, and they got tattoos all, like you say, they just tattoos. You know, I'll be looking at women, so I'll be like, damn. Okay, I understand you get a tattoo across your back over that ass crack. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The tattoo over the ass crack. You know, you get a sexy tattoo like that. But now you got women that's putting tigers, dragons. They just, I could get with one tattoo, but when you get four, five in a sucker, it turns me off with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
That turns me off.
So you don't like a woman with a body full of tattoos?
Oh, hell no. They got to go. I don't even approach them. If I could see the tattoo and the tattoo ain't sexy, you got to go. Now listen, let me tell you something. I knew this chick. Her name is Dee Dee. She had the sweetest tattoo you ever want to see on a female body. She had some cat eyes right on the back of her neck. And you could tell it was a female cat, the way the cat looked. She had two eyes and then the nose and the mouth. I was like, damn, that's the sexy. Now, this is what her tattoo made me want to suck on the back of her neck. Any chance I I'm like, this got to be the most sexiest tattoo I ever seen in my life. It make you like, you know, if you into nature. Do you watch Wild Kingdom and all that shit on the Nature Channel?
I do.
That tattoo will make you jump on her back and bite her on the back of her neck and just suck the life out of her ass. I was like, hey.
So tattoos like that turn you on, basically.
Yeah, that was the most sexy. I mean, I don't see a lot of tattoos in my lifetime, and I've seen a lot of tattoos on women. But this one was like, I should call her Catwoman. She was like Catwoman, Holly Berry and Catwoman. Eartha Kitt as Catwoman. It just said, when I saw that tattoo, it's like, damn, I would do anything in my life to just suck that fucking back of your neck. God damn it.
Alrighty then. Well, I'm going to take this into some music. Hopefully by the time we play some music, my co-host will be on the line because I really, really want to hear this.
Yeah. I really, really want you to hear this.
You want to? All right, we're going to go into some music, and I'll bring you back, all right?
All right.
All right, y'all, this is Bang by Son of Man.
Random acts of wretchedness. That's why my niggas had that rag clean. No, 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 no. Since I rag cannon with your pistol pumping, I see you got my window down. And this is why your girl is in that shit. I know it.
I'm out here, no matter.
See, I know it. Bang, bang.
Just new fellas, it's so late. I bought it for him, bought that bitch at the crazy place.
Y'all, welcome back to Independent Fridays here with So Ambitious on Lawless Radio. I'm here every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch us every day on lawlessradio.com. You can also catch us on Twitter at Lawless Radio. Now, you can find me on Twitter at SoAmbitious1. And on my website, www.soambitiousonline.com. Now, we're going to bring our boy back in, Big Daddy Almighty. You still on here with me, babe?
You got jokes.
I got jokes,
too. You know I'm still here.
Hey, I don't know. You know, you a busy man. You know, you conduct business while we're on the line, so I don't know. You a busy man.
Look, I'm in the parking lot of Hooters. When I get off,
your favorite spot. What's going down at Hooters tonight?
Nothing. Just I got a bunch of freaky broads that work there. You know, it's like, hey, it's nothing important. Nothing important.
I bet you all of them know you by now, don't they?
Oh, they've been knowing me. They've been knowing me for the last 6 months. I'm a regular. I go up in there every pay-per-view, all that stuff. You know, they've been knowing me. When I come in there and then I tell a baby to meet me down at Hooters, the baby like, oh, you must be a regular because everybody know you in here. Well, what the hell you think?
Oh, my goodness.
It's right around the corner from me. I don't have to drive no more than a quarter mile from Hooters to the house. I'm dealing with Clayton County Police, so I don't have to worry about Clayton County Police because I don't have to deal with them. You know, it's like I'm coming from Hooters. I'm coming from the house to Hooters and the house. I mean Hooters to the house. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I might get myself in trouble for asking this question. I'm a little afraid to ask, but I'm going to ask.
No, don't be afraid. You part of Lawless Radio.
When you're up in Hooters.
Huh?
You know what? Before you answer that question, my co-host is actually on the line. Let me bring him in. Jay, what's up?
What it do? I'm late, but I'm always on time. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Jay's first checking in on the Lawless Friday. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the chairman, TL. I am your boy Jay's first. This is Live But So Ambitious. We all plugged in. I hear we got a fool on the line. What's up?
Hey,
Yeah, we got Big Daddy Almontio. He's been waiting for Jay to call in.
Okay. Oh, what it is, bro. I knew it had to be you.
Listen, I've been waiting for you, too. You late, but you on time. And I've been waiting for because I have a situation which So Ambitious was asking me, like, damn, I can't wait till you talk about what the hell you got to say.
I told her, I can't wait for Jay to call in because I want to hear this.
Yeah, she was like, I can't wait till he call in because I still told her that I can't say it until you get on the line. Now, this is the thing. Last week, you remember last week, last Friday. So, well, y'all got quiet as hell back there.
Yeah, we
But last week, you know, y'all questioned me. Y'all see, you always call women whores. Why you always call women whores? And then, So Ambitious said, do you have any kids? And I said, no. And then you, Jay, you bust my head wide open. And you said, wait a minute. You was talking about you just spent the holidays with your daughter.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, this nigga caught me. He caught me. So Ambitious, you didn't peep that, So Ambitious. But,
I see shit.
You didn't say nothing. But Jay, he busted my head wide open and he said, man, you just said you spent time with your daughter and you had a good time and this and that and all that. That shit been running through my mind for the whole week. I couldn't wait to get back on this line this weekend.
Okay, I want to speak on it.
Huh?
I said, speak on it then. We listening?
But this is what I'm speaking on. I said, the only reason why I lied is because I do call, because you say, do you call your baby mama a whore? And I was like, I'm finna speak on it right now. Yes, I do. I do call her a whore. But the thing is, I didn't want y'all to go further and pry into my personal life and say, well, if you call your mama your daughter's mama a whore, my thing is this, I'm going to cut it short. My thing is this, I don't want my daughter to be like her mother overall. No. Yeah.
So,
I don't want her to be like a whore her mother is. I don't want her to be that.
So, hold up, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? I might have some baby mama melodrama myself, you know what I'm saying? And when Shorty pop off, you know what I'm saying? I'm everything but the child of God, you feel me? And, I mean, I don't call her nothing crazy. I don't even talk about her like that, you know what I'm saying, in front of my kid or nothing like that. But, you know what I'm saying? When I be in private with my chick, you know what I'm saying? I be talking about her. You know what I'm saying? And I mean,
yeah, I understand what you're saying. This is exactly
got a way of bringing it out of you, but at the same time, you know, I got to ask. And this is just playing devil's advocate, right?
Uh-huh.
If baby mama is a whore, was you a pimp or was you a trick? And at the same time, you're trying to raise your daughter not to let nobody call him a pimp or a whore, a bitch or a whore, and be independent. But that's what she's seeing. You know what I'm saying? You got to play devil's advocate here and, you know, be fair to the women in the situation because literally, like, I'm just saying, my child has never heard me say anything bad about his mom.
Right. I never say nothing bad about her mother in front of her, you know. I just think about it. I was like, damn, I hope my daughter don't be like, I hope you don't be like your mother. I would never say nothing bad. I don't call her mother a whore in front of her face. You know, this is why I say I brought the subject up is because y'all asked me, y'all said, do you call your do you call your baby mama a whore? Yeah, in her face and behind everybody back, but I don't never say it in front of my child because I don't want my 13-year-old, because I love her. I don't say that shit in front of her, no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I might be thinking it. I might say it to my woman later. But you know what I'm saying? My baby mama don't even know what I think of her at this point. You feel me? She doesn't know. You know what I'm saying? I be around Christmas and holidays. I get them, you know what I'm saying? I ain't the jealous type. As long as don't nobody put their hands on her and my son in the house, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty much good. But you know what I'm saying? She don't know what I think of her at this point. Like, back then, we were not cordial. Really, up until recently.
What you
said. And I seen that he was cordial in public, and I'm guessing that means either A, she seen me with my woman and decided to be, you know what I'm saying, chill, because my woman might have acted up with her, or she just decided she was going to see how my woman reacted to that. But either way, you know what I'm saying, it was all cool.
But what you just said, okay, you won't say it in front of your kids, but you won't say it to your baby mama. But see, I tell my baby mama, I like, you fucking whore. I will say it to her face. I like, you ain't nothing but a fucking whore. I don't even know how I had a child with your ass, fucking whore. You know. But I would not do that. I would not, and I swear on a book, the Bible, that I have never said that in front of my daughter. Now, I look at my daughter. She remind me of, Mia.
Yeah.
You know Mia, the singer who passed because the car accident, the accident over there in whatever country she was in, she looked just like her. And I'm looking at her, I'm like, everybody that I know be like, you cannot deny this child because she looks just like you. I said, no, she looked like Mia. She's grown. I mean, like, she's 13 and she looked like Mia. She looked like a singer. It's like, I would crush, kill, and destroy for her. But when it comes to her mother, that whore, that bitch, she gets no love.
But I tell you like this, ain't no better way to get on a woman's bad side than to publicly deny your kid. You know what I'm saying? That's
well,
just some.
I done seen
some good dudes get put on child support real quick just because they said, I'm not sure it's mine. And now you clink doing time. You feel me?
Well, see, this is the thing. I'm not.
To this stuff. All the women out there, you know what I'm saying? If you feel like calling in and venting on this, you know what I'm saying? You can call in too. Give them the call in number, so I'm.
The number is 646-478-5209.
Because Big Daddy be going in. He be going in, you know what I'm saying? And we got to get a woman's point of view on it. We can't leave so ambitious by ourselves. And you know what I'm saying? Me playing devil's advocate, because sometimes I be agreeing with it.
You say something.
Oh, my God.
You say something. Listen. Y'all didn't listen to the show.
The only thing
right
I have to say is this. Let me ask you this, Big Daddy Almighty. Let me ask you this. Now, you said that your baby mama is a whore, right?
Yes, she's a whore.
Did you feel that she was a whore when you were making that kid with her?
Well, technically, we was together. I mean, I was banging that ass for like 10 years before I stopped using the condom. The first time I banged that ass without a condom, she came up pregnant. And I believe she set me up. But it doesn't matter, because even though she set me up, or I think she set me up, I came out with a beautiful child, 13. She's 13 now. And I'm looking at it like this. because I was a gangster. I was a G. I'm rolling with crews. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I used to sell dope. I used to gang bang and all that shit. What slowed me down was my daughter.
I guess my whole thing, and this is me speaking as a woman. I got two men on the phone. This is me speaking as a woman. A lot of things that I notice is this. When the man and the woman, they're together, everything is all good. But once you split up, she becomes this whore, this bitch, this and that. And that's why I said, was she that when you, did you feel that way about her when you were dating her?
No, listen. Me and her was never together. She had sugar daddies when I met her. Only reason why we got together is because she was fucking with two older guys who was paying her rent, buying her cars and this and that. Only reason why she got with me, she said, okay, I need some young dick. You know, I need somebody to bang me. You know, I need some real shit because these niggas can't bang me. They could pay my bills. They could get me my car and I was like that. Like I said, we was getting down for 10 years, but we was never together. We didn't have a relationship. She couldn't stand me. She was like, "Nigga, I can't stand you. You a pimp. You a player. You like whores. You like this. You like that." I'm like, "Well, okay," but she'll call me when she needed me. I could never call her. If I wanted to get with her, she would never answer. But she would call me when she wanted to get with me. And I always bit. I'm like, okay, this is some good pussy. You look good. Boom, boom, boom. But like I said, for 10 years, we always used a condom. But one time, we didn't use a condom. And I said to myself, I called my cousin. I told my kids, I said, damn, I got a funny feeling she's going to come up pregnant. And that's how I got my daughter. But I'm not mad because I appreciate my daughter. I could care less about that war. But I just don't want my daughter to be like her mother. Do not be a whore like your mother. I'm going to do everything in my possible power to make sure I do anything. You need this, you need that, I'll take care of this and I'll take care of that. You ain't got to rely on no motherfucking man. And you ain't got to lay on your back to get what you want, you know, to survive. That's it. That's why I couldn't wait. That's why I couldn't wait till this weekend. I mean, this Friday. And that's why I told you, show enough. And I said, I can't wait until Jay get on the line because I want to repent. Because he cracked my head open, wide open last week. Now, the doctor said the only way I could close that wound is...
He said the doctor said...
He said, only way you can close that wound is you got to tell, sure enough, and Jay the truth. Because I lied last week. I didn't want y'all to pry in my business. Now we all in my business now.
Okay. Well, y'all hold those thoughts. We're going to go into some of this music, and we'll be back. And let you finish clearing this up. Let you get the rest of this off your chest, all right?
All righty then.
All right, y'all. This is Superman and my zip code.
Yeah. M&H made in the building. Step boy zip. I got these Superman fans throwing dollars in the sky. Got them Superman hands. Okay, let's do the damn thing. I got Superman hands. Get them Superman hands. I got these Superman fans throwing dollars in the sky. Got them Superman hands. Okay, let's do the damn
dollars like I'm trying to make them hit the moon. Rich nigga shit, popped it with a silver spoon. I'm fixed to make it rain when I hit the room. Letting money fly, you would swear it came with a broom. Tonight we finna do the damn thing. I'm feeling fly like I'm using toucan wang. In the lane, come and see me on that court and get popped like the court when it's flying out the champagne. Me and my squad spin that wallet by the wide. Change the weather, make the rain come down like God. Gotta get used to us, cause we the future. The crew that spit them bullets, boy, we them troopers.
I got these Superman fans, throw them dollars in the sky. Got them Superman ends. Okay, let's do the damn thing. I got Superman ends, yeah, them Superman ends. I got these Superman fans, throw them dollars in the sky. Got them Superman ends. Okay, let's do the damn thing. I got Superman bands, yeah, them Superman bands.
Now we ain't in the spot, no, we brought the spot over. Dope boys get it poppin' kinda like soda. Got the airways packed with that light aroma and the dance flow stack, dancing like John Travolta. Hey, my bankroll literally rolling in. Throw the fly beat at me and Zipper gon' be going in. In the trap, we be kicking back. I'm getting stacked with my dogs and I ain't talking no dopamine. This is Superman band of the trait. I go Superman ham, I'm the man in the gate. With a team full of winners, we the man in the pace. Getting guala, let it fly like Hancock today.
Hey, I got these Superman fans, throw them dollars in the sky. Got them Superman ends. Okay, let's do the damn thing. I got Superman ends, yeah, them Superman ends. I got these Superman fans, throw them dollars in the sky.
Okay, let's do the damn thing. I got Superman ends. Yeah, them Superman ends. I got these Superman fans. Throw them dollars in the sky. I got them Superman ends. Okay, let's do the damn thing. I got Superman ends. Yeah, them Superman ends.
Yeah, I get it. You know we get it. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, you know we get it. Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living cause I get it, get it. Yeah, we get it.
Say it first.
Yeah, I get it. We
world
got to get it. Yeah, I get it. You know we get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living cause I get it.
I'm on the block before sunrise. The phone in the hall socket. Dead as hell cause them J's, they won't stop calling. The AM Joe man before you go to work, fam. Afternoon hit the cell, you know the program. Late at night, you know I get your mind right. Now deliver to a nigga if it's for the right price. Getting money, fuck a bitch, what I'm talking about. If it ain't dollars, bitch, nigga, you ain't saying nothing. If you ain't voting, then you probably blowing your youth. In a few years, you'll realize you was stupid. I paid my own way, Lewis and Clark, they trailblazed. Me and Mossberg, expeditiously stacking on his favorite face. World mom, we won't stop until a pig is made. Every day for me is a hustle dollar day. I dress hate and my critics all the same way. With the question, what would you do differently?
Yeah, I get it. You know we get it.
Say first, nigga.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah, you know we get it.
I get it.
Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living cause I get it. Get it. Yeah, we get it.
Hustle up.
Yeah, I get it. We got to get it.
Hustle up.
Yeah, I get it. You know we get it.
I get it how I live, and I'm living cause I get it, get it. More often than not, I do my same thing. This here my life, these here my dreams, and I refuse to be anything less than a major player in the Dow Jones process. If Puffy and Master P can make the cover of Forbes, and Jay-Z and 50 Cent be the chairman of Forbes, Barack, black president, and all you U.S. presidents are grinders in their own right, soldiers in their own fight. I could be the voice of the young urban citizens. With a country in recession, how do we be rich? Go to school, graduate, and get a good job. 20 years don't mean shit, look at Enron. Although in Florida, I can't leave the street. Gas might go back up and sell them dope tax free. If you feel me, then motherfuckers, you stand up.
Stand up.
If you feel me, motherfucker, then stand up.
Yeah, I get it. You know we get it. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, you know we get it.
get it how I live. We had to dawn of history and act to dusk of our ways. Read the Bible, many scriptures, say these last days. Teenagers when I was young used to go play. Now they're pregnant on corners and they're trying to get paid. This economy is so fucked up. Every rapper raining money ain't got big bucks. We step up in with bears and trucks, then distribute by the pound just so we come up. Somebody tell Hillary to relate to Barack. That Korean nigga serves about blowing shit up. Stimulus ain't hit me as gas went down. The price of new bus food and clothes at their highest now. Why build my whole stuff just to knock me down? Good channel Radio 1 pimping all us now. Without T-Pain, on my voice I found. I can get it, you can get it, we can all get down. Ayy.
Yeah, I get it. You know we get it.
Take first.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah, you know we get it. Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living cause I get it, get it. Yeah, we get it. You know we get it.
You know I get it.
Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. Yeah, I get it, get it. You know we get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living cause I get it, get it. Yeah, I get it. You know we get it. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, you know we get it. Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living cause I get it, get it. Yeah, we get it.
Welcome back to Independent Fridays with your girl So Ambitious and your boy Jace Versus finally on the line, people. What's going on, Jay?
You know what I'm saying? I'm in the studio recording a new track. So I'm hot for the street, you know?
That's what's up. Now, everybody, I wanted to wait till Jay was on the line to announce this. Your boy Jace Verse will be on the cover of Hostile Magazine, March 2012 issue.
Yay!
That's everybody get your issue, you know what I'm saying? It's worth it.
Definitely worth it. Definitely, definitely. So, Jay, before you called in, I had talked about the girl who had her son, who let her 10-year-old son get a tattoo. Now, do you agree with what everybody's saying as far as it being neglect or child abuse?
No. Not at
Why?
All. Because it really is like tattooing a twin. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to do that in remembrance of his brother. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What's the difference between now and 18? True enough. But his mama said it was okay. That's her child.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, you got people taking they children to get nose jobs and plastic surgery and stuff, but they 16
and 30. That is true. Sewing weaves in their hair and all that craziness.
Yeah.
Definitely. All right, your boy Big Daddy Almighty has been back on the line. He dropped for a minute, but he's back. What is going on with you? Did you clear your mind? Are you feeling better now?
Yeah. I'm just tripping. Like you just asked Jay about a mother giving her son a tattoo at 10, you know, he just answered it, the same answer I gave you. It's like, hey,
right.
You know, it's the same answer. It's like, hey, if his mother approved of it, there's no problem. Well, why should she get arrested? You know, and then they want to try to track down the guy who who did a tattoo for him. You know, come on now. You got to think about it. Come on, come on, come on.
Yeah, Jay, how do you feel about that? Them trying to locate the dude that did the tattoo and trying to arrest him, too?
Yeah, you know, well, come on. It's the mom.
I'd never tell. They wouldn't even have to worry about finding it.
If the mother gave the approval for the tattoo, it's done. Now, why are you going to track, I mean, why are you going to sweat her, arrest her, and then try to arrest the guy who did the tattoo? Come on now. That's just irrelevant. Now, I could kind of like get with them arresting the mother. But I can't get with them arresting the guy who did it.
Okay, so you don't agree that maybe he should have been like, you know, no, I can't do that. He's 10 years old, I'm just not going to do it. Because he did have a choice where he could have turned that down and decided not to give the little boy the tattoo.
Well, the thing is this, see, when you get a tattoo, you have to sign a waiver. That waiver means that you cannot come back and mess with me because you signed this waiver. Now, the mother must have signed the waiver, you know, so there's no thing. I mean, it's no, I mean, that's elementary, dear Watson, that you cannot come and get me because I have a legit signature. The saying that she said it's okay for me to get him this tattoo.
Right, but see, the mother's not who's coming back after him. It's the police. Like, what do you think
I
about
know
that, Jay?
Well, you know what I'm saying? I'd never tell, so it wouldn't even be, you know what I'm saying? But him getting arrested for that, and of course he has a signed waiver. Of course he knew it was illegal, but of course that lady paid extra for tattooing an 11-year-old. So, I mean,
okay. Let me ask. Let me ask you this, Jay. Let me ask you: if you was in the same situation and you had a son who wanted to put a tattoo of his brother who died, would you give the permission to let him do it?
Oh no, no, not at that age. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Maybe 15.
Okay.
Yeah. Let
okay,
it,
that's
no.
The question. That is
there's
the question. That's the question.
But apparently
yeah.
She thought he was mature enough for that.
Because, you know, so, now she didn't make him do it. She, according to her, he came to her and asked her and said that's what he wanted to do.
That's what he wanted to do, and she allowed him to do that.
And she said she was flattered that he came to her and asked her that. She was surprised, but at the same time, she was flattered that he came and asked her that, and he wanted to do that for his brother.
For his brother. Now, I don't have nothing. Listen, personally, I would give, if I had a 10-year-old, no, I don't know. If I had a 10-year-old and they came to me and said, hey, I want to put a tattoo in memory of my brother or my sister and this and that. I said, okay. I would say, okay. I like, go ahead. You know, because you representing your family. You know, this is going to be on you for the rest of your life. If you want to put a tattoo of your brother who passed away or your sister who passed away, you can even put your mother or your father who passed away. Bottom line is this, if you feel that you have that much sympathy about your family members to do that, and you came to me, I wouldn't have no negative thoughts. I'd be like, okay, do what you want to do. Now, if you ask me, if I would have gave him the money to do that, that's a different story. Like, hold on.
But plus, she had to pay for it, you know, she had to be there with him when he got it.
Well, hey, now that's a different story because, hey, I got to pay the gas bill, the light bill, the phone bill, and all types of bills. I give you the okay if you got the money, but if you ain't got the money, then sorry. Is that hypocritical? Mm-hmm. Double faced, whatever. No, if you got the money, you can do whatever you want to. But if you come to me to ask you for that money to pay, no. I'm sorry, I got bills to pay.
Okay.
So did you try any of those places Jay told you about in Atlanta?
Huh?
Did you try any of those places Jay told you about in Atlanta?
Nope, not yet. But since you brought that up, Jay, what's up? When's that party going down? I thought it was this weekend.
Not this weekend, next weekend.
Is next weekend?
Yep.
Okay. That's what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on next weekend. So we can all party and get to know each other and see each other face to face. Because I'm quite sure y'all looking forward to meeting me, and I'm most definitely looking forward to meeting y'all. So what's popping?
Okay, that's what. You know what I'm saying? What I'm going to do is I'm going to ride out because I'm in the studio this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Much love to the show. Shouts out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm your boy, Jay's Verse. You can Google me at www.jaysversemusic.net. And I'm going to catch y'all next week. It's Lawless, baby. All
right, Jay. Hello.
He out of here. Damn, what time is it?
Oh, it's 9:30, but Jay's busy in the studio, so he couldn't be with us that long. But I guess I'll go into some more music now. Bring you back.
Well,
me
on,
and you were
chat
a little bit.
Hold on. You ain't listened to the show last night. You want to listen to the show last night?
I missed it last night. What happened?
Oh my God! They brought Catrice brought She shocked the world last night. She brought this babe on named Tanya. She was a poet. And I was hoping you listened to the show last night. So
I missed Catrice last night.
Oh, my God.
I got to go back and listen to that.
Well, can you do that?
Yeah, I can go back and listen to it. Once I end this show, I can go back and listen to it. What did you do?
I was online, but she brought, you know, this is what I can't understand. How could you don't have no babes on your programs, you know? But she brought a babe on last night called Tanya, and she was a poet. And she ripped off so many poets. I mean, so many rhymes. I was like, oh, my God. And then she asked me, she said, Big Daddy, why are you so quiet? I was like, because I'm shocked. She said, what you got to say? I said, I love you, Tanya. Yeah. I can't believe you wasn't listening to the show last night. You supposed to be taking notes.
I missed it. That was the one that I ended up missing.
You supposed to be taking notes. But anyway, if you can go back and listen to the notes and all that, you'll find out. Because she was like, Big Daddy, I know you got something to say. You're awfully quiet over there. I said, well, it's not really that I get to listen to so much talent. She's 47. Her name is Tanya. She's 47. And she got rhymes, lyrics, poetry. Her poetry was talking about, because the subject last night was about love.
Mm-hmm.
Then she get all of her. I was like, wait a minute. She hears so many love poetry. I was like, damn. And then she was like, Big Daddy, what you think? I Damn, I love her. I sure would like to meet her. She can meet me down at Hooters on Terrell Boulevard anytime this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. I'm definitely going to go back and check that out. But let me get into the music, and I'll be right back with you, all right?
All right.
All right, y'all, this is Hottest in the City, Young Hayes.
Started, so I doubt that he gon' try to hold that. Turn the heat up, my life.
Nigga, this is
niggas
my
out
life.
Here tipping. Got a 9 to 5. But what you gotta do, lean it out.
Nigga, this is my life.
My little world water trying to make ends meet. You think it's sweet? I'm not here to compete.
Nigga, this is my life.
We in the streets, we ain't playing for keeps. Better nigga can't fit in my sneak.
Nigga, this is my life.
Go hard or go home. And I'ma keep tipping till this whole pack gone.
Nigga, this is my life.
Section 8 on link for show. That's the way that the dice been rolled.
Nigga, this is
and
my life.
And I'm on a money mission for paper and I'ma get it. As a shorty, y'all was brought up to stack up and fuck these bitches. Pay attention, you boys gon' listen. No time for intermissions. Got a hustler's ambition, it's a given. My nigga, I'm still tipping. I'm rapping what I'm living. You put me on the stain, on my mama, I'ma hit it. Man, I keep my head high, cause the sky is the limit. Some of you niggas be fixing like a fairy tale kitchen. I'm standing on the block until we all done flipping. Gotta watch out for the voice, and you haters still tricking. I'm still on Section 8, that's the way that I'm living. I'm trying to get back like the 2010 census.
Nigga,
my head above water, trying to make ends meet. You think it's sweet? I'm not here to compete.
Nigga, this is my life.
We in the streets, we ain't playing for keeps. Better nigga can't fit in my sneak.
Nigga, this is my life.
Go hard or go home. And I'ma keep tipping till this whole pack gone.
Nigga, this is my life.
Section 8 on link for show. That's the way that the dice been rolled.
Nigga, this is my life.
It's ready-made entertainment.
Relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel
still ignored. Truly, I do cut for you. Hopefully, you can see. Wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me that I'm never on your mind. How can you look at me the way you do? Then to have no follow through. If you want me like you said before, then why am I being ignored? How can you grin at me from ear to ear? Then prove that you'd be so insincere. If you want me, what you're waiting for? Tell me why am I being ignored? How can you look at me the way you do? Then to have no follow.
Digging head, what you think it lay? Get it on the floor. Oh, oh, I the project pain. It's for my nigga head. We some real talk gorilla. I'm B Raw, nigga, reppin' Van Wood City.
What's up, everybody? You are still plugged in with your girl, So Ambitious. This is Independent Fridays here on Lawless Radio. I'm here every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have 8 minutes remaining. I'd like to give a shout-out to everyone who was listening. And my boy, who I am going to bring back in, Big Daddy Almighty, for tuning in every week with us. Also, my Lawless family. And Jay's Verse. Again, you can find me on Twitter at SoAmbitious1. Also, catch us on Lawless Radio on Twitter at Lawless Radio. Also, check us out on our brand new site, www.lawlessradio.com. If you're an independent artist and you want your music heard, you can go to lawlessradio.com and find out how to submit your music. All right, we're going to bring Big Daddy Almighty in, see if he got any parting words for us before we leave. All right, you
got it.
You want to get out there before we end this?
Yes, I do. All I want to say is, like, you got to bring some females, more females into these conversations.
I really need the ladies to start calling in.
Yeah, because it's like this. My personal life is a beautiful life, and I would like for some of your female friends to pick my life, you know.
I need somebody
besides you. You know, when I see you next week at the party, you better have me some help.
I gotta have you some help.
Yeah, you gotta turn me on to some of your girlfriends. You know what sports popping? You the host. You the host of the show, and you don't have no bags because like Thursday night when Catrice got a whole line of people calling in.
But see, my show hasn't been on as long as Catrice. I'm still kind of new to Lawless. I've only been on Lawless. I haven't been on Lawless for a year yet.
Okay, but still, though, if somebody listening, and, you know, I'm a regular, you know, I call you every Friday, you know, and it's like it's just me and you and Jay.
Right. Well, hopefully we'll get more callers in.
Well, you better do your homework this week. Next Friday, you better have me somebody to talk to. Besides you and Jay.
Well, I can't promise you that, but I would definitely do what I can to make that happen.
No, pretend like I have a heater to your dome, and you better have somebody to talk to me.
Oh, my goodness. I hear you.
We talking long ordeal. This is the all. This is Lawless raw deal. I'm not threatening you because I'm just joking. But I just
need something. You're joking, Swiss. But I got you.
All right, dear. You do that. You call your sister, your cousin, and whoever, and say, damn, call in, and we're going to talk to Big Daddy all night, too. That's all I got to say. Until then, it's been a pleasure once again. This Friday night, and I'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Enjoy your night at Hooters.
Oh, no, I ain't going to Hooters tonight. Not tonight.
All right, well, I'll talk to you next Friday.
All righty, dear. You're going to talk to me next. When did he say the party was?
Next weekend, but I'll talk to you on the show before I talk to you then at the party.
Okay, Friday. All right, I'll talk to you Friday because the party is Saturday or Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Love you.
Bye.
right, holla. All right, y'all, again, this is Independent Fridays. We're so ambitious. We're going to end this. I will be back next Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out our boy, Sherm the Man, this Monday. And we out.
See that with me, so you know that she's so in business. In the streets, stacking green, but she's so in business. All been changed, but I mean that's so in business. You down with so in business, you now with so in business. She down with me, so you know that she's so in business. In the streets, stacking green, cause she's so in business. All been changed, but I mean that's so in business. You down with so in business, you live with so in business. That right click now, it's live, you turn your dial up. Hell yeah, and bitches, who's the left and left? We on point, brand new, so we strong. Got the worldwide world focused on long. And another sub, hitting their way. Play them independent artists, real airplay. And them topics hot, I take it on the rock. I tune in every Friday, 8 o'clock, and you bang it up. She got R&B. It's not a little special word, plus it's me. Thank you for joining in. Call it, here's your last song. You have been plugged in. So ambitious, here we go.
You have now been plugged into the Friday night street party with the queen,
the queen
of Blog Talk Radio. The first
so ambitious.
Oh, you hate it. Bow down.
So ambitious, I told you I got you on the intro. Even if you ain't want to get on,
even if you ain't want to get on.
It's time to turn your speakers up. Turn your speakers up.
I'm so ambitious, baby.